starts to feed near the surface. Surprisingly, there are more squid in the ocean than fish. And they take part in the greatest migration of animals on the earth. Every night, a world of creatures rise up from the depths to dine on the small amounts of surface plankton. They are among the strangest looking life forms on our planet. In this dark world, some are see-through, perhaps for camouflage. Some create their own light to communicate or lure in their prey. Others form inexplicable alliances. This young slipper lobster may be using this jelly as a buoyancy aid. Some of these ocean vagrants may offer protection, like this pyrozoan is doing for the shrimp. In the world's deepest ocean, averaging over 2.5 miles deep, new species are constantly being discovered. Like this seahorse, never filmed before. At dawn, these little-known creatures retreat into the safety of the abyss. But there are some predators that can follow them down. Short-finned pilot whales are accomplished deep-sea divers. Leaving the barren upper layers behind, they can swim over 0.5 miles down and use their sonar to track the huge shoals of squid. But they too are being tracked. Oceanic white-tip sharks, 3 meters long, and completely at home in the open ocean. They may not be able to dive deep enough to catch the squid themselves, but that won't stop them hanging around for scraps. Or maybe they're sizing up the carp. This one, however, is well guarded by the bulls. But in the endless blue, where the odds of finding a meal are so low, even the slimmest opportunity is worth a try. Perhaps this is why the oceanic whitetip is thought to be responsible for more attacks on shipwrecked sailors than any other shark in the Pacific. The survivors of the Essex were at the mercy of sharks. As one sailor wrote, "Our utmost efforts, which were at first directed to kill him for prey, became, in the end, self-defense." Now, more than ever, they needed the salvation of land. Seabirds would have been a ray of hope. While tropic birds can survive at sea for months on end, others, like frigate birds, return to roost every night. so are a sure sign of nearby land.